Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
And so it begins, Kendra. The school shopping is happening today.
It is. It's today. So we're brought to you by the 99 restaurants and pubs. Yes, I am going. My mom is actually every year she likes around this time to go with me and the kids to go school shopping for them.
Oh.
So we're going to go up and we're going to go up towards Methuen, Salem, New Hampshire area. Emma likes that mall. She likes the Rockingham Mall.
Yes.
Because they have a couple of stores that we don't have in the North Shore Mall.
Correct.
So we're going to go up and we'll do a little school shopping. And the boys, their favorite thing is that my mom will always take us to Papageno's right in Salem, New Hampshire.
I love that.
Yeah. And that's their favorite thing to do is like, we're going to go to Papageno's at Yaya's house. I'm like, we're going to go to Papageno's, not at Yaya's house, but in the vicinity of her house.
I know. And I love that they call her Yaya, which is Greek for grandmother, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Yes. Yaya. So that's what I called her mother. I called her Yaya. And it's so funny because I had a Grammy and I have a Grampy, but it's my whole life growing up. Anytime I had my other grandparents who were Sitho and Jiddo, which is Lebanese for grandmother and grandfather, and then a Yaya. So every time I would say those names, people were like,
what are you talking about?
Who?
Yeah.
Like, you mean your Nana and your Papa? I'm like, well, I never had a Nana and a Papa.
Yeah.
So it's so funny. But you called your grandfather by his name, didn't you?
Well, my grandfather was Bill Father. And everybody called him Bill Father. I think his gravestone says Bill Father.
Does it?
Yeah, his name is William. And so he went by Bill. But my sister, who's older than me by 2 years when she was little, she was like, "They're like, this is your grandfather." But she heard everyone else calling him Bill. So she called him Bill Father. She just kind of married the two. And then it just stuck. Like, I don't ever remember him as anything but Bill Father. I would never say like Grampy or Grandpa or anything like that. Like, he wasn't Grandpa. He was Bill Father.
That's
and
so funny.
Everybody, wow. My mother, if she refers to him, still say, I mean, he rest in peace. He's been gone for a long time. But my mother, when she refers to him, will still say like, oh, remember when Bill Father did this or Bill Father did that?
And was he the only grandparent that you had a unique name for? Did you have, what were the other grandparents?
Because my grandmother was just Graham. We just called her Graham. It was Graham and Bill Father. Yeah.
And did you have a Nani?
My mother is Nani because she's Italian.
Okay.
So my parents are Nani and Papa to my children. Yeah.
Can't just be Grandma and Grandpa anymore, can it?
Yay! We're going over to Nunu and Boobie's house.
I'd love to introduce you. This is my mama and my mama. What are you saying? Are those even words anymore? They're just sounds. This is my mama and my heel. It's always the same horrible excuse. The same excuse for how the kid got the name. Be like, well, Trey, when you were really little, we tried to get you to say grandma, and you went geep boop. So now it's geep boop. That's why it's geep boop.
And he goes, I only got one try?
Yeah.
Like, I think if you kept at it, I could have gotten grandma.
Because it's funny, because I think about it, as a grown man, and you're saying, geep boop, what do you want?
We're going to go to Hee-Haw and Boobies.
Oh, I love it. We're going to Nunu and Boobies. But I love that. I wonder if other people have unique, really unique names for their grandparents. Like yours, Bill Father, is very specific to your family.
Right. Like Yaya is, it's your culture, right?
Right.
I always had the cultural
grandparents'
the cultural
names,
ones,
yeah.
Like you understand. Same with Nani. My mother is Nani because she's Italian. But I think people have these weird combinations of what they end up calling their grandparents just because like when you were a kid, you made up some name and it stuck.
Or you couldn't say it right, I think. Yeah. I had a Mimi. And it was because she's my mom's first cousin and her name was Mary. But when my mother was little, she could never say Mary.
Right.
So she said Mimi. So when we were growing up, I mean, she was my mom's cousin, but we always referred to her as Mimi.
Yeah.
Just because of that. Same story.
Same thing.
So call us. I don't know if you have like a funny, unique or something that would make us laugh, but we love it. I mean, it's the grandparents. Who doesn't love grandparents?
Your grandparents, if they have a funny name, or if you're a grandparent and you go by a unique name, we would love to hear it. Can you beat Bill Father?
Can you beat Nunu and Booby? I mean, Call us 617-655-1067. It's Morning Magic.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.